There's hula hooping, drumming, and makeshift signs. It's more like a peaceful sit-in than a protest. Like the rest of the Occupy movement, which has evolved largely through online communication, Occupy Mizzou was created as a Facebook page earlier this month. And like other students around the country, they're standing to show their support for the Occupy movement, as well as protesting an educational system that leaves them with massive debt and few job prospects. Jacob Moore should be a senior at Mizzou, but he had to drop out for financial reasons. Moore now works part-time at the Bread Basket Cafe while trying to pay off $10,000 to $15,000 of student loans.
And it is difficult. I do live paycheck to paycheck. I am having to work now because of the debt that I'm in. And I don't have the degree that can get me the job to make all that money back anyways.
Sociology student David McCray won't graduate for another year, but says he's already seen friends have a hard time finding employment post-college.
It's things like that that are concerning, that as we get out of college, is that there's nothing really for us on the other side.
Despite all this, McCray and Moore are hopeful that the movement will make a difference. This is echoed by other protesters, including senior Bonnie Watson, who holds a cardboard sign that reads, "People Against the Oligarchy of America." She's here because she sees America as a government controlled by those with money instead of a democracy. Her hope is that Occupy Mizzou will result in a greater awareness among students and maybe even inspire them to take action.
We need to have an active part in our government if we want it to work for us. Starting discussion already. I mean, I don't know how many times I've like just been walking around campus and overheard people talk about it, negatively, positively, but it's starting discussions, which is the best place to start.
Scarlett Robertson, KBIA News.